Parak Tes, Mishnah Beis. So we're discussing now the concept of a Pesach Sheni. And just to recap from the first Mishnah in Parak Tes, how this works. So generally the principle is that you bring your Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, the 14th day of Nisan. You shecht it Erev Pesach and you eat it that evening. If you can't bring the Korban Pesach then, for example, you were Tameh or you were far away, or you were a shogig, by mistake you missed out, or you were an ones, you had an unavoidable mishap and you couldn't bring it. So then we give you an opportunity to bring it on a month later, on Pesach Sheni, which is the 14th of Iyar, exactly a month later. And then we also said that the rules are very severe in terms of if you missed bringing your Korban Pesach the first time around on during Nisan, so you have karis, it's very severe. But then we said also it depends what the case was. So if you were Tamei or you were far away and you missed it the first time around, so then even if the second time around you didn't bring it, so you're not going to be chayav karis. However, so whether you missed it the first time or the second time around, if the reason was because you were Tamei and you were far away, we said that you're not chayav karis. But if the first time around you missed it because it was a shogig or an ones, it was an accident or an unavoidable mishap, then if the second time around you missed it on purpose, then you will be chayav karis. But if the second time around you missed it again because of something that was just not in your control, then of course you're not chayav karis. And then the last part was if the first time around you missed a Korban Pesach on purpose, and then the second time around you missed it even by mistake, so now you'd also be chayav karis because the first time you missed it on purpose. So that's a general principle. And now the next two Mishnayos are going to discuss this at length. So Mishnah Beis, Ezehi Derech Chokol, what is considered far away? What does it mean? He was far away, he couldn't bring the carbon. What's considered far away? So, Min HaModim V'Lachutz, from the city of Modim and outward, Ukmidasa L'Kol Ruach, and its measurement in all directions, Divrei Rabbi Akiva, these are the words of Rabbi Akiva. So the Bartanur explains that Modim was a name of a place, and it was a distance from Yerushalayim of 15 mil. To get an idea of what that distance is, it's the amount that it takes an average person to walk in the days of Nisan and Tishrei. Those days are the days where the days and the nights are equal, like an equinox. So it's like a 12 and 12, you know, more or less 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of nighttime. So the distance it takes a person to walk from Netzachama, from when the sun rises, until Bein Harbaim, until the evening. So imagine a person's walking the whole day, from the morning till the night on a 12-hour day. So that distance is the distance of 15 mil. And that's how far Modim was from Yerushalayim. So if he was in Modim and outward, or really any direction from Yerushalayim within any direction of a 15 mil measurement, it doesn't have to be just to Modim, it's any direction of this equal amount, then he's considered far away from Yerushalayim. He's considered Derech Rechoka, and if he couldn't bring the Korban Pesach the first time around, he has the window to bring it the second time around. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer says, May Eskufas Ha'azara V'Lachot. He's a lot more lenient. He says, even if you're by the threshold of the temple courtyard and outward, even though you're in Yerushalayim, Rabbi Akiva said that you're already outside Yerushalayim, right? He says, even if you're in Yerushalayim, but you're outside the temple courtyard, and anywhere outward, that would exempt you from bringing it the first time around, and you bring it the second Pesach Sheni. And the Bartanur explains, I feel like a car of Yerushalayim, he was very close to Yerushalayim, or even if he really, really technically was inside Yerushalayim. V'chol v'nesakev, let's say he got sick, and then he couldn't make it to the temple courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, until, you know, they already brought the carbon. He's considered like he's Derech Rechoka, as if he's far away, and he'd be exempt from bringing carbon Pesach the first Pesach and bring it the second Pesach. Whereas Rabbi Kiva holds that Safar She'enlo Ela Din Nanas, Avalo Din Derech Rechoka. He says that if a person is, you know, right. Rabbi Kiva will say in this kind of case, since he was inward from Modim, he was within 15 mil, so he was within this 12-hour, you know, radius of walking. It's just he was, you know, he wasn't, you know, close enough. So he'll hold that. Granted, he's certainly not considered far away, but we'll give him the ruling of an ones, an unavoidable mishap, because he couldn't, you know, bring the carbon, and but we won't give him the ruling of considered being far away. So, meaning the difference is that if this comes along the second Pesach, if he had the ruling of just being far away, even if he didn't bring the second Pesach the month later, so then he's just exempt. But if he didn't bring it the second Pesach on purpose, and his original reason on the first Pesach why he missed it was because he had the ruling of an onus, an unavoidable mishap, then he actually is chayav kares. So that's where, you know, that's very important to note how Rabbi Akiva is going to hold in Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. Okay. And Amar Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Yossi explains, Lafikach, therefore, Nakud al Hey, there's an akuda, a dot, in the letter Hey of the word Rechoka in the Pasuk. Why? Let me to tell you that they're not necessarily that you're really, really far. As long as you're even from outside the temple courtyard, that's considered far enough. Meaning the bartender explains, meaning Rabbi Yossi is explaining Rabbi Yezer, and he's saying that, you know why there's a dot in the hay of the word rechoka, distance, in the Torah? It's coming to tell you that even if he's not really distant, not far away, but he's in Yerushalayim, but he's just, you know, 5 amos, about 10 feet roughly away from the temple courtyard, and he missed the window of shechting the karban. He already came, it was night already, and now they shecht it in the afternoon, and they eat it at night. So when he came, it's already nighttime, he missed down the window to shecht it. Even that small, even though he's really so, so close, but because he didn't make it to the temple courtyard yet, even if he was just 5 amos away, we look at that as if he's far away, and we let him do it for the second, we give him the window to bring the karban on the second Pesach Sheni. So he's just explaining Eliezer's opinion. Okay. Now, Mishnah Gimel. So, Ma ben Pesach HaRishon LaSheni? The famous question, what's the difference between the first Karban Pesach and the second Karban Pesach? The one brought in an Nisan and the one brought in Iyar. So there's a number of differences. Number one, HaRishon Asur B'Bayi Rabbayi Matzeh V'Sheni Matzeh V'Chametim B'Bayis. During the first time you bring the Karban Pesach, we know that you can't have any chametz in your house. You can't buy your oil, you can't see chametz in your house. Buy a matzah, or it cannot be found either. You need to be covered up, right? It can't be found. You have to make it ownerless, right? You have to sell it. So that's by the first Pesach when you bring your karban. That's, you can't have any chametz in your home, not seen and not owned. Whereas in Iyar, the second time around, you bring the karban Pesach, you could still have matzah and chametz, of course, in your house. Next one. Harishon ton hal bachilasa. The first time you bring the Karban Pesach in Nisan, so you have to say halal while you're eating it. Whereas Vasheni in a ton halal b'chila. So when you bring the Karban Pesach in the second month, if you missed the first time around, you don't have to say halal while you're eating it. However, Zevezet un halal b'asiyasan, but both of them will require halal during the actual shechita process. So when you're eating it, the first one, the Karban Pesach for the first Pesach in Nisan needs halal while you eat it, but the Karban Pesach in Iyar while you're eating it does not need halal. But both of them, during the actual shechita process, the shechting process, the slaughtering process, they do require halal to be said then. V'ne'echal and Sli, and they both have to be eaten roasted. Al-Matzah Marorim, together with matzah and mar. V'dochen es ha-Shabbos, and they also, if the 14th fell out on Shabbos, whether it be in Nisan, the first Pesach, or in Iyar, the second Pesach, it would push off Shabbos. So those areas, they are similar. So there are some areas where they're not similar, some areas where they are similar. And the truth is, the list goes on. There are more things also that make the second Pesach different than the first Pesach, but the Mishnah is just bringing down a number of them. It's not bringing down all of them. So we're seeing now that number one, there's a little bit of a difference between bringing Karban Pesach in Nisan, the right time, or bringing Karban Pesach a month later in Iyar. We're seeing also that there are various types of people that can be exempt from the first time around that have an opportunity to bring it the second time around. And we're also seeing that there are various repercussions depending on the reason why you're exempt from the first time around to the second time around. And that concludes our Mishnayos for today.